ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. ఆప్యాయంతు మమాంగాని వాక్ ప్రాణశ్చక్షుశ్రోత్రం అథో బలమింద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి సర్వం బ్రహ్మోపనిషదం. మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం మామా బ్రహ్మ నిరాకరోత్. అనిరాకరణం అస్తు, అనిరాకరణం మే అస్తు. తదాత్మని నిరతే య ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మాః తేమయి సంతు, తేమయి సంతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. ఛాందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్ చాప్టర్ 6 సెక్షన్ 3 శ్లోక 2. సేయం దేవతైక్షత హంతాః విమాస్తిస్రో దేవతాః అనేన జీవేన ఆత్మన అనుప్రవిశ్య నామరూపే వ్యాకరవాణీతి. సో వి వర్ సీయింగ్ ది టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్ ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ వెబినార్. ది ఉపనిషత్స్ ప్రెసెంట్స్ క్రియేషన్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ డాట్స్ అండ్ డాషెస్. ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ఆల్ స్టేజెస్ కంప్లీట్లీ. ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ సర్టన్ స్టేజెస్ ఆర్ స్కిప్డ్. Based on our study of Tattva Bodha, we have to fill up the blanks in between. Now we have to supply some intermediary stage also. And what is that? These subtle elements are there. And out of the subtle elements, all the subtle bodies and the subtle universe are evolved. We saw all this in the last class. And that stage is not mentioned. So Sukshma Bhuta will produce what? Sukshma Bhuta is subtle elements. సూక్ష్మ భూత విల్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ సూక్ష్మ ప్రపంచ అండ్ సూక్ష్మ శరీరాణి, సూక్ష్మ శరీరాస్ బాడీస్, అండ్ దాట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు సప్లై. సో అవుట్ ఆఫ్ సూక్ష్మ భూతాని ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ క్రియేటెడ్. హౌ? బ్యాక్డ్ బై ఈశ్వర, బ్లెస్డ్ బై ది చిదాభాస, ది రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. సో ఆఫ్టర్ ది క్రియేషన్ ఆఫ్ సూక్ష్మ ప్రపంచ అండ్ ఆల్ దీస్ సూక్ష్మ శరీరాస్, ది లార్డ్ విజువలైజ్డ్ that I should enter all the sukshma shariras and sukshma prapancha in the form of reflected consciousness, in the form of chidabhasa or pratibimba chaitanyam. I should enter what? All the subtle bodies and the subtle universe. That's what the Lord thought. Once the chidabhasa pervades all of them, what is the name of chidabhasa's obtaining in subtle bodies? If you remember, the consciousness reflected in sukshma shariram is called taijasa. Until now, who was there? Prajna and Ishvara only were there. Prajna and Ishvara in the karana shariram. In the sukshma shariram, it is taijasa and Hiranyagarbha. So after the creation of sukshma shariram and sukshma prapancha, what happens? The reflection is extended to that also. So the reflected consciousness in the sukshma shariram, that is called the taijasa. And the consciousness reflected in the samashti sukshma shariram, sukshma prapancha, what is that called? It is called Hiranyagarbha. All these names are all familiar to us. Therefore, Ishvara decided, now let me become what? Let me become taijasa and Hiranyagarbha. How? By entering the shariram and the prapancha. In what form? In the form of my own reflection. Just as once a mirror, for example, set in my front, I enter the mirror in what way? Not directly, but in the form of my reflection. Suppose you keep another mirror. What do? I enter that also. Suppose there is a third mirror. I enter into that also. Even if you keep 100 mirrors, I enter all of them. Since I enter several mirrors, will I get tired of entering all of them? No. For the original to enter in the form of reflection, there is no effort involved. It will automatically happen. Similarly, Ishvara Sankalpa Matrena, he entered the universe in the form of all the Taijasas. And we should not say all Hiranyagarbhas, one Hiranyagarbha Samashti total. So Taijasa is micro or Vyashti reflection, Hiranyagarbha is macro or samashti reflection. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Anena Jivena Atmana Upavishya. let me enter all the sukshma shariras and the sukshma prapancha in the form of these jivatmas. And what do we mean by the word jivatma here? Taijasa, Hiranyagarbha, Rupena. So previously what was there? Prajna and Ishvara was there. And when did they come into being? They do not come, they are anadi. We should understand that. Taijasa, Hiranyagarbha, they emerge once the Sukshma Prapancha is created. So, Anupravishyami, let me become that, that's what the Lord thought. And thereafter what? Becoming Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha will not complete the creation. They are still in subtle form. The Taijasa with Sukshma Shariram can never experience the world. To experience the world is not enough. We require one more thing also. And what is that? Sthula Shariram is required. And mere Sthula Shariram also is not enough. Sthula Prapancha is required. And Sthula Shariram and Sthula Prapancha is also not enough. Reflected consciousness is also required. So the Lord thought, Anupravishyami. Thereafter, Nama Rupa Vyakaravaniti. Let me create all the Sthula Shariram and Sthula Prapancha. Nama Rupa Vyakarana means what? The emergence of all the Sthula Shariram's and the Sthula Prapancha. And not only that, there must be the reflected consciousness, namely the Chidabhasa also. And the consciousness reflected in the Sthula Shariram is called what? If you remember, the consciousness reflected in the Sthula Shariram is called the Vishwa. And the consciousness reflected in the macro is called what? Virat. Therefore, Nama Rupa Vyakaravan Iti. Let me become Sthula Shariram and Vishwa, and let me become Sthula Prapancha and Virat. So let me expand into all these items. So first Sukshma Shariram, Sukshma Prapancha, now Sthula Shariram, Sthula Prapancha, Vishwa, Virat. And this expansion is called Nama Rupa Vyakaranam. Vyakaranam means expansion. Thus, Prajna to Taijasa to Vishwa, Ishvara to Hiranyagarbha to Virat. In this fashion, let me expand. Only after the total expansion, all the transactions can happen. Sarvani Bhutani Vijityadhiraha Namani Kritva Bhivadhani Yadaste. In Purusha Suktam, Dhiraha represents Bhagavan. Namani Kritva, he created all rupas and names, shariras, and all the names and forms. And for example, Rama name, Krishna, all those, Lakshmi, Mahaganapati, Tom, Dick, Harry, whatever it is. We can add all of them also. Therefore, Bhagavan alone is doing what? All vyavaharas. Abhivadan aste. Therefore, Nama Rupe Vyakaravan iti. That we should be in quotation. So in this manner, Devata Aikshata, Ishvara. And then what did he do? Continuing in the next sloka, sloka 3. Tasam trivritam trivritam ekaikam karavaniti seyam devata imastisro devataha anenaiva jivenatmana anupravishyam namarupe vyakarot. Then the Ishvara visualized. Now what is there? Sukshma Bhutani, Sukshma Sharirani, Sukshma Prapancha, Taijasa, Hiranyagarbha, all of them have come now. And thereafter I have to create Sthula Shariram, Sthula Prapancha, Vishwa, Virat, all of them. So they should all emerge. But the elements obtaining now are Sukshma Bhutani. So out of the subtle elements, the grass universe cannot be directly created. The grass body also cannot be created out of the subtle elements. So subtle elements can create only what? Subtle body and subtle universe. Therefore, what did the Lord think? I have to convert the subtle elements into gross elements. Sukshma Bhutani must be converted to Sthula Bhutani. And how can we do that? Only by mixing the subtle elements in a particular proportion. Only when an alloy of elements, elemental alloy, elemental means these are the Panchabhutas, we are talking about the Bhutas, that has to be made. And how did he do that, the Lord? In Tattva Bodha we have seen it, but Tattva Bodha, what is the difference between there and here? There we had five elements, whereas here, if you remember, we have got only three elements, Bhutatrayam, And therefore, the combination has to be done in a particular way. And what is that? Similar to that only, Panchikaranam. Each element is first divided into two halves. Therefore, we have half Agni and half Jalam, two equal proportions, and each of Agni, Jalam and Earth, all of them, into half-half. Thereafter, what did they do? One part of these two portions of each element is further divided into two. So that means what? We will have one half plus one quarter plus one quarter of Agni. Agni will have three portions. So half of original Sukshma Agni plus quarter of original Jalam and quarter of original Prithivi. So similarly, Jalam will be what? Half of original Jalam, quarter of Prithivi, quarter of Agni. And Earth will be half of original Earth, Sukshma Earth, with half of Jalam and half of quarter of Jalam and quarter of Agni. Therefore, what do you do? They have to be intermixed. And what should be the mixture? In the first group, half of Agni, one quarter of Jalam and one quarter of Earth. This mixture of Agni, Jalam and Earth will become what? This is called grassified mixture. This is grassified mixture. So the subtle invisible will become the tangible or visible mixture. This is called Stula Agni. So from Sukshma Agni, with the combination of the other two, it has become Stula Agni. What is the composition of Sukshma Agni now? Sukshma Agni will have only Agni, subtle Agni. So it is called Tanmatra. Tanmatra means merely that. Because Sukshma Agni will have only one Agni, whereas Stula Agni will have what? Three items. That is Agni, Jalam and Prithivi. Then the next question is, if Stula Agni has got all the three, how do you call that at Agni only? You should have called it a mixture, Mishram. For that we give the answer, in this mixture, Agni is predominant, 50%, and Prithivi and Jalam are only 25% each. Therefore, it is called Stula Agni. Similarly, we have Stula Jalam, that will have half of Jalam, 50% of Jalam, 25% of Agni, 25% of Prithivi. Similarly, Stula Prithivi also. So, this process is called Trivrit Karanam. As we had Panchi Karanam there, this is called Trivrit Karanam, grassification process. In Tattva Bodha, we had Panchi Karanam. And why we have changed the name from Panchi Karanam to Trivrit Karanam? Because there in Tattva Bodha, we had five elements. Here we have only three elements. And after the Trivrit Karanam, we get what? Stula Agni, Stula Jalam, Stula Prithivi in grass form. Therefore, Ishvara thought, all these are all Ishvara's thinking, meditation of Ishvara. Ishvara visualized, let me grassify the elements. So the mantra says Tasam. Tasam means those subtle elements, Ekaikam, each one of them, Trivritam Karavani. I shall make a mixture consisting of this proportion. Each element will become a mixture of three elements. With what proportion? 50% of one, 25% of each, of the other two. Karavani iti. Iti means what? Thus, the Lord visualized. Since he is still in visualization process, the cooking has not started yet. Only meditation is going on. What meditation? The cooking meditation. Srishti. And then what did he do? Seyam Devata Ima Trishro Devata. Seyam Devata, Sayam Devata, that Ishvara Ima Trishro Devata entered the three subtle elements. And Anena Jivena Atmana Anupravishya. In what form? In the form of Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha. The Lord entered the subtle elements, including subtle bodies and subtle prapancha. In the form of Pratibimba Chaitanyam or reflected consciousness, Chidabhasa, known as Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha. And thereafter, Anupravishyam Namarupe Vyakarot. He created the universe. We have to supply. Again, there is a gap. After grassification of the elements, that grassification process will be mentioned later. So we have to supply that here. After grassification, finally, Ishvara created Stula Shariram, Stula Prapancha, Vishwa, Virat, all of them. Shloka 4. Tasam Trivritam Trivritam Ekaikama Karot Yatatu Kalu Somyam ఇమాస్తిస్రో దేవతాః వివృత్యేకైకావతి తన్మే విజానీహీతి ఇది తృతీయ ఖండః. సో ఆఫ్టర్ బికమింగ్ తైజస అండ్ హిరణ్య గర్భ, వాట్ డిడ్ ద లార్డ్ డూ? ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ మంత్ర ది విజువలైజేషన్ వాజ్ డన్ అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ మంత్ర ది ఇంప్లిమెంటేషన్ ఈజ్ టేకింగ్ ప్లేస్. దేర్ఫోర్ ద ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ ఏకైకం త్రివృతం త్రివృతం అకరోత్. దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇఫ్ యూ లుక్ అట్ ది సాంస్క్రిట్ వర్బ్ ఆల్సో, ప్రీవియస్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ కరవాణి, నౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ అకరోత్, మీన్స్ లెట్ మీ డూ దాట్. దట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ విజువలైజేషన్, హియర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇంప్లిమెంటెడ్. వాట్ హీ విజువలైజ్డ్? ఏకైకం త్రివృతం త్రివృతం అకరోత్. అండ్ దర్ఫోర్ వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్? త్రివృత్ త్రివృత్ భవతి. సో హే సౌమ్య శ్వేతకేతు, నాట్ ఫర్గెట్ ఉద్దాలక, ఉద్దాలక ఐ స్టెల్లింగ్ శ్వేతకేతు. ఏకైక త్రివృత్ త్రివృత్ భవతి, ఏకైక ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద సటిల్ ఎలిమెంట్స్. అండ్ హియర్ ఆల్సో వన్ యునిక్ థింగ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు నోట్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఈచ్ ఎలిమెంట్ ది ఉపనిషత్ కాల్స్ బై ద నేమ్ దేవత. వి మెన్షన్డ్ ఎర్లియర్ ఆల్సో, లెట్ మీ అగైన్ మెన్షన్. సో హియర్ దేవత రిఫర్స్ టు ది అగ్నితత్వం, ది జలతత్వం అండ్ పృథివీతత్వం. Normally, we should use the word Bhutani because they are elements. But the Upanishad uses the word Devata. It's not confusing, one might ask. Again, we should remember there is a significance for this. The significance is what? The element is pervaded by what? By the intelligent Ishvara, Chaitanyam. During Sandhya Vandana, we are worshipping Suryaha. But we do not say we are worshipping the sun. Why? Because the sun is an inert mass of what? Only all hydrogen, helium, all those gases only. What benefit one will get by doing namaskara to the inert sun? Therefore we say, we are worshipping the Surya pervaded by what? The Chidabhasa Virat Tattvam. Therefore, we are not worshipping Achetana Suryaha, but we are worshipping Chetana Surya Devata. And to show that the elements are pervaded by the Chaitanya Tattvam, the Upanishad uses the word Devata. And that is why we say Agni Devata visualized, Jala Devata visualized. Because even though they are superficially Jadam, they are pervaded by the Chetana Tattvam. Therefore, Ekaika Trivrit Trivrit Bhavati. There the order should be changed actually. Trivrit Trivrit Ekaika Bhavati. We should not say that way. Ekaika, each one becomes a mixture of three. Therefore, you have to supply a few steps here. The Upanishad swallows all that because by then it understands, we know all that. And so what we should supply here? The gross elements are created. Thereafter, gross body and gross universe are also created. Then the teacher says, Tad me vijanihi iti. I shall clarify. May you listen too carefully. It's all telling Svetaketo. With this, the main part of Srishti Prakaranam is over. Now, in the following four sections, that is section 4 to 7, the topic is based on our experience. The teacher wants to show that the whole creation consists of the three elements. It's a proof he gives. Now, let us read fourth section, Chaturtha Khandaha. యదగ్నే రోహితగం రూపం తేజసస్తద్రూపం యచ్చుక్లం తదపాం యత్ కృష్ణం తదన్నస్య అపాగాదగ్నేరగ్నిత్వం వాచారంభణం వికారో నామధేయం త్రీణి రూపాణీత్యేవ సత్యం. హియర్ ద టీచర్ రెఫర్స్ టు దీస్ స్థూలభూత సృష్టి అండ్ స్థూల భౌతిక సృష్టి, which was briefly mentioned in the last mantra. So, Sthula Bhuta Srishti is what? The creation of gross elements. And Sthula Bhautika Srishti is the creation of the elementals. And what is the difference between element and elementals? Element means what? Agni, Jalam, Earth, they are all elements. Elemental means all the other products which are born out of the combination of all these elements. For example, the physical body itself is a bhautikam because here Agni Tattvam is there in the body. We have temperature. Jala Tattvam is there. Body has got water. And Prithvi Tattvam is there. Swamiji jokingly says we have got lot of clay. Not misunderstand. So whichever is a compound made up of the many elements is called Bhautika. So that Bhautika Srishti is indicated here. Here the teacher says, the Sthula Bhutani and Sthula Bhautikam, that is the grass elements and the grass elementals, are born out of the subtle elements. Therefore, Sukshma Bhutam is Karanam and Sthula Bhutam is Karyam. The subtle elements are Karanam, the cause, and the grassified Sthula Bhutam elements, they are the Karyam, the product. So the teacher says, you can recognize that by observing a fact. The presence of the subtle elements is indicated by their own specific colors. Each subtle element, each Sukshma Bhutam, is represented by a particular color in the gross elements. And what is the color? First, he takes the example of Sthula Agni, the gross Agni Tattvam. Imagine you have got a flame. The flame is what? Sthula Bhutam, the gross element, which is Agni Tattvam. And in that flame, what is there? Subtle three elements are there, because grass is created by their combination. That's what we read just now. So the teacher says, how can one recognize that? The colors will indicate them. That is the answer. Yad agne rohitagam rupam. In a flame, in certain areas, you can see a reddish color, rohitagam rupam. And that reddish color indicates what? Tejasaha tadrupam. Here the word tejas means what? Sukshma agni, the subtle agni. So the presence of subtle fire is indicated by what color? By the red color in the flame. Again, in that sthula agni itself, what else is there? Subtle jalam also is there, because that is how we found the grassification process went. How to know that? The teacher says, yachuklam. Yatu Shuklam. Shuklam means in certain areas of the flame, you see a bright white light. So wherever the whitish color is there in the flame, that represents what? Tad Apam. It is indicative of the Sukshma Jala Tattvam. One should be very careful. It is Sukshma Jala Tattvam. Where? In the flame. Yat Shuklam. Agnehe. So that is understood. And the white color which is present in the flame, Agni Tad Apam Rupam. Up means water, jalam. What jalam? Sukshma Jalasya. That is indication. And then Yat Krishnam. Even in that flame, closer to the wick, you will find a darker place. We can see all of this. So the teacher says, Yat Krishnam. Here the word Krishna refers to the darker tinge, closer to the wick. That's what we see. So it represents the Sukshma Prithivi Tattvam. So Tad Annasya, the word Annam here means Prithivi Tattvam. And therefore the teacher says, in fact, there is no Sthula Agni at all, separate from the three subtle elements. Why? Because Sthula Agni is only a product. Sukshma Bhutani, they are the Karanam. Karyam does not exist separate from the Karana, basic role. Therefore, the teacher says, Apagad Agner Agnitvam. From this part, the teaching is taking a different direction now. Up to this is fine. Up to this portion, this is called Adhyaropa portion. We have seen this Adhyaropa Apavada method many times earlier. And the following part is called Apavada. That means what? You negate the karyam, the effect, by saying what? There is no substance called Agni separate from the Sukshma Bhutani, Karanam. This is called Adhyaropa Apavada method of teaching. We have talked about this in previous classes, but just to remind us, we will give an example. For example, you have got a pot in your hand. Keeping the pot in the hand, when you say there is a pot, then that acceptance of the pot is called Adhyaropa. And after accepting the pot, we ask the question, what is the cause of the pot? Then I carefully, the teacher teaches that there is a cause and the cause of the pot is clay. Thus, I introduce the clay and point out a pot is born out of the clay. This is also Adhyaropa. accepting the pot is adhyarupa, introducing the clay is also adhyarupa, and point out that a pot is born out of clay is also adhyarupa. That is that step. Therefore, the guru asks the question, please show me a pot separate from clay. Tell me whether there is a pot outside the clay or inside the clay. If the teacher asks, please show me the substance called pot. And then the guru points out that there is only one substance, and what is that? Clay. And clay alone is there. Then what is pot? It is nothing but nama and rupa. Then I ask the question, when you talk about the weight, what is the weight of the clay and what is the weight of the nama rupa pot? Tell me how many grams of clay is there and how many grams of pot nama rupa is there. Then what do you understand? All the weight belongs to the clay only. Therefore, pot is a non-substantial entity, which is called vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam. Namke vaste, name and form. And since the pot is merely a nama rupa, it is as good as non-existent. See how the Vedanta develops the discussion? So one concludes, there is no such thing called pot. How did we start? We started saying there is a pot. It is a clear deceiving job by the teacher. Just to win the trust of the student, the guru temporarily accepts and said there is a pot. And starting with the acceptance of the pot, what is the conclusion? There is no such thing called pot. What was is clay. What is clay. What will be there is also clay. So when you are negating the pot, that is called apavada. Acceptance of the pot is adhyaropa, and negation of the pot is apavada. It is a very, very important topic in the Advaitic method of teaching, which is called sampradaya, the method of communication. Shankaracharya shows this 1200 years before. Shankaracharya says, this is the method. That means what? It exists even before that. Adhyaropam apavadabhyam nishprapancham prapanchate shishyanam sukabodatam tadvajnehi kalpita kramaha. Kramaha means the method of teaching, krama. And again, one more point. When we accept the pot initially, from the standpoint of the pot, clay was called karanam. And once you negate the pot, what happens? The clay cannot be called even karanam anymore. Because karanam for what? Already pot is negated. So accepting the karanam status is also adhyaropa. And finally what the guru will say? Clay is not even a karanam because there is no pot. Where is the question of being? It's karanam when there is no pot. Therefore Shankaracharya beautifully says in Viveka Chudamani, we already saw that in Viveka Chudamani for people who are interested, sloka 260. Ekameva sad aneka karanam, karanantara nirashakaranam, karya karana vilakshanam swayam, brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. In the same way, he says, world exists. You will not the head. When we say world exists, when we are talking about pot, we said pot exists. Later, you have to see the whole universe as what? As pot only. Accepting the world is adhyaropa. Thereafter, we talk about the cause of the world as Brahman. And then we say, from Brahman, the potty world is created. Up to that is what? Adhyaropa. Then finally, what do we say? Really speaking, there is no such thing called world. World is nothing but what? Non-substantial namarupa. There is only one substance. And what is that? Brahman. So Brahman was, Brahman is, and Brahman alone will ever be. And once you have negated the world, Brahman loses even the status of being the karanam. Karanam of what? We cannot even say karanam of world, since we have already negated, dismissed the world. And having introduced that Brahman, which is not even a karanam, the Upanishad says, that Brahman you are. Tat tvam asi. See how it is development? So, aitadatmyam idagam sarvam தத் சத்யகும் ச ஆத்மா தத்வமசி ஸ்வேதகேதோ. ஸோ தட் காரிய காரண விலக்ஷண பிரம்மன், தட் இஸ் இட், ஐத சைத்தன்யம். திஸ் நெகேஷன் ஆஃப் தி காரியம் இஸ் கால்ட் அபவாதா. இன்ட்ரொடக்ஷன் ஆஃப் த காரியம் இஸ் அத்தியாரோப, நெகேஷன் ஆஃப் த காரியம் இஸ் அபவாதா. நவ் வி ஆர் ஸ்டார்டிங் தி அபவாதா போர்ஷன், தேர் ஃபோர் ஐ ஹேட் டு கிவ் எ வெரி பிக் இன்ட்ரொடக்ஷன் நவ். தட்ஸ் வாட் வி டிட். ஸோ ஹி என்டர்ஸ் அபவாதா வெரி கேஷுவலி இன் திஸ் ஸ்வேதகேது, இன் திஸ் உத்தாலக அண்ட் ஸ்வேதகேது கான்வர்சேஷன். ஸோ அபாகாத் அக்னேர் அக்னித்வம், அக்னேகே அக்னித்வம் அபாகாத். ஆன் என்குவைரி தி ஸ்தூல அக்னி நோ மோர் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் ஆஸ் ஸ்தூல அக்னி. அக்னேகே அக்னித்வம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தி ஸ்தூல அக்னி ஸ்டேட்டஸ், அக்னித்வம், தி அக்னித்வம் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் தட் கோஸ் அவே ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் த பார்ட் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் தி பார்ட் கோஸ் அவே. அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் லெஃப்ட்? கிளே அலோன். Similarly, agnehe agnitvam, the fireness of the fire, apaga, disappears. So, apahagam gamdhatu parasmegatam. So, it is, anyway, apagat means apagachati. In short, the fire disappeared on inquiry. So, disappeared not from my vision, but in my understanding. I know there is no such thing called sthula agni. Then what exists? Nothing but their karanam. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadeyam. All this Thula Agni and other elements are what? Nothing but Namadeyam, Namke Vaste. They are existing only in your tongue. For Vacharambanam, what meaning we gave earlier? Arambanam means Alambanam, an object. And Vachaha or Vag of your tongue. So what is part? It is only the object of your tongue. That means it exists only in your tongue. There is no such thing called part because it is vikaraha. It is a product. Then what is reality? For all practical purposes, vacharambanam namadeyam can be taken as mithya. The Upanishad does not use the word mithya, but we have the equivalent of mithya, vacharambanam namadeyam. This also we mentioned earlier. Then if all the sthula bhutas are mithya, then what is satyam? Their karanam should be satyam. And what is the karanam? Sukshma bhutas are the satyam. Because from them only, by gratification process, these sthula bhutas came. Therefore, trini rupani means trini sukshma bhutani. The three subtle elements, literally trini rupam means the three colors. What are the three colors? If you remember, the red, white and black color. These three colors represent what? The Sukshma Agni, Sukshma Jalam and Sukshma Prithivi. Therefore here, Trini Rupani, Trini Sukshma Bhutani alone is real. Thereafter, Uddalaka, he leaves a little bit homework also for us. But he says, we have to understand that the three elements are also what? The subtle elements are also products only. And therefore he should say, Sukshma Bhutani also, the subtle elements also, is Vacharambanam Namadeyam. Then what is Satyam? Their cause. What is the cause of all the Sukshma Sariram also? Tad Brahma. That alone is Satyam. Therefore, Sat alone is absolute reality. Iti. Everyone should so understand. Some more examples are also given in a similar fashion. Let us read.
யதாதித்யஸ்ய ரோஹிதகம் ரூபம் தேஜசஸ்தத்ரூபம் யத் சுக்லம் ததபாம் யத் கிருஷ்ணம் ததன்னஸ்ய அபாகாதாதித்யாதாதித்யத்வம் வாசாரம்பணம் விகாரோ நாமதேயம் த்ரீணி ரூபாணீத்யேவ சத்யம்.
ஸோ ப்ரீவியஸ்லி அக்னி வாஸ் டேக்கன் ஆஸ் அ ரெப்ரசன்டேட்டிவ் ஆஃப் ஸ்தூல பூதானி. Because Agni happens to be one of the elements. Now, few representatives of Sukshma Bhautika Prapancha, the gross elemental product, the Sthula Bhautika Prapancha, is taken as example. Because the gross universe consists of gross elements and gross elementals, as we said earlier. The example in this mantra is Aditya or Surya, that represents the Sthula Bhautika Prapancha. Now, the teacher says, if you study the sun, there also you can observe the three colors. Yadadityasya Lohitagam Rupam. Wherever you see a reddish tinge in the sun, that represents what? Sukshma Agni, which is the Karanam. Tejasa Tad Rupam means what? That means what? Tejasa. Tejasa means Sukshma Agni. Tejas. Yet Chuklam Tad Rupam, the whitish color, it represents the Sukshma Jalam. And yet Krishnam, in the sun also there are dark spots, they are called black spots. The dark spot in the sun represents Sukshma Prithivi. So Tad Annasya Apagat. Annasya refers to the Sukshma Prithivi. So up to that is what is Adhyaropa, accepting the sun. The whole sun is missing now. Okay? How big is the sun? These rishis just sitting in some corner of the universe under a tree. Next, actually Bhiksha, they don't know whether it is going to come or not. Next to food, they do not even know that. They are just bones and skin only, yet they are so powerful that they just intellectually dismissed the whole universe as unreal. What powerful wisdom they should have had. Therefore, on inquiry, what happens? The sunhood of the sun disappears. We should be careful, not sun. Sunhood of the sun disappears. Apagat. Apagat, it disappears. Then what is Suryaha? Again, Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadeyam. The sun is just unreal name and form. Then one might say, sun is so tangible and so powerful. So what? In dream, the dream objects are so tangible. Tangibility does not prove reality. Actually, we have seen this elaborately in Mandukya Upanishad discussions. Please refer to those notes. Tangibility does not prove reality. Utility does not prove reality. Perceptibility does not prove reality. Then what is Suryaha? Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadeyam. It is also a product only. What is the advantage of this? You do not have to study Vedanta. Modern science itself tells you. Any advanced physicist or chemist, they will say the whole world is nothing but energy in motion. All protons, neutrons, electrons in motion. Science says intangible energy. Whereas Vedanta says intangible consciousness, non-tangible Chaitanyam. They stop with energy, we go to Chaitanyam. Continuing mantra 3. After Surya, the Upanishad is going to Chandra, the moon. Here also the development will be similar. Let us read. Mantra 3, section 4. Yat chandramaso rohitagam rupam tejasastad rupam yat chuklam tadapam yat krishnam tadannasya apaga chandra chandratvam vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam trini rupani teva satyam. So the red color, the white color and the black color, they represent the three subtle elements as we saw earlier. They are the karanam, and the chandra, the bhautika prapancha, is only a product karyam. And since chandra is karyam, it does not exist separate from the three subtle elements. They are the causes. Therefore, yet krishnam tadannasya, up to that is adhyaropa. And apagad chandraha chandratvam. When we say apavada has taken place. So Suryaha has been dismissed. Chandra also has been visarjayet, dismissed. And what is chandra? Vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam. Means mithya. Then what is satyam? Trini rupani itiyeva satyam. The three colors. And extending this mantra, we should say Brahman alone is satyam, Agni is mithya, Surya is mithya, Chandra is mithya. Then what is next? Another example the Upanishad takes in the next mantra that we will read. Mantra 5. Mantra 4. Yad vidyuto rohitagam rupam tejasastad rupam yad chuklam tadapam yad krishnam tadannasyam apagadit vidyuto vidyutvam vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam trini rupani teva satyam. Actually, we can see these mantras are all very similar. The next example given is vidyut, the lightning. Electricity or electric lights, they also come under vidyut only, that tattvam. So, the Upanishad says, vidyut, the lightning, is the karyam, the effect. The three colors, again, are the karanam. When we understand three colors, we should remember the three subtle Buddhas. And therefore, apagad vidyuto vidyutvam. Why? Because vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam, same argument. The whole lightning is mithya. Trini rupani eva satyam. And by extension, Brahman alone is satyam. That is the same message. Continuing, sloka 5.
Etad dasmavayim tad vidvagumsa ahuhum purve mahashala mahashrotriyaha nanodyakaschanam ashruta mamatam avijnatam udaharishyatiti hebyo vidvam chakruhum.
Therefore, whoever got the knowledge that Brahman alone is satyam, everything else is mithya, they have understood that the creation has got only one substance, that is Brahman. And everything else is what? Superficial nama rupas, which are formed on Brahman. Therefore, Brahma vijnanena sarva vijnanam bhavati. Whoever knows this truth, they are sarvajnaha. They know everything. Because in the introduction, what was said? Eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam. If you remember that, that was the introduction we gave. So the Upanishad says, whoever knows this fact, they were all sarvajnaha. It says, etad dasmam vaitad vidvagumsa ahuho. Vidvagumsaha means all the wise people. Vidvan, vidvamsau, vidvamsaha. Means what? Jnaninaha. So, and the wise people know that etad dasmavai tad. That means what? Whatever we have discussed up to now, from section 1 until the previous mantra, they are called etad dasmavai tad. That means Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya. Brahman Karanam, Jagat Karyam, Brahman is substance, world is non-substantial. Whoever knows this fact, ahuhu. They all declared proudly. And who are those people? Purve Mahashalaha. All those great grihasthas. Uddalaka does not want to say sannyasis because he himself is a grihastha. Very smart. Therefore, he wants to say, it is not that only sannyasis are wise, they are great grihasthas also. So he says, Mahashalaha. Shalaha means, the shala refers to Yagashala, Pakashala and all that. Yagashala means, is the center for performing all rituals, the place where you do all the yajnas and all. And Pakashala is the place where all the food is cooked. Because when people do yajnas, it should be followed by Annadhanam also those days. So it is an integral part of any yajna. And therefore, Shalaha refers to the people who maintained both the Pakashala and Yagashala. And who will maintain them? Sannyasi or Grahastha? Sannyasi does not, because Sannyasi has renounced all rituals and they live on Bhiksha only. So they go for Annadhanam. That is why in Mundaka Upanishad also, if you remember, Shaunako Havai Mahashalaha. There also the same word came. Therefore, not only they were great householders, they were great Vedic scholars also. Shrotriyaha, Vedic scholars. And Vedic scholars means what? Veda includes Vedanta also. They were Vedantic scholars too. And scholars means what? Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, they knew that. And therefore, they always claimed that we know everything in the creation. They always claimed. Anything you ask, they will say, I know. And what is that? Brahman plus Namarupa. So if you ask them, what is America? What will they say? I know. It is nothing but Brahman plus Namarupa. So you need not go to another country, etc. If you had experienced Panchabhutas in one place, any country is also what? Panchabhutas only. So Niagara waterfalls is what? Water. What type of water? Swamiji actually puts a pun in the word. Waterfalls means false water. Water is false. Vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam. So Kailas, Manasarovar, people, they are all going on all these pilgrimages around the world for seeing this and that. The Jnani, what does he say? They are all what? They are all Panchabhutas, rearranged either naturally or artificially with different Namarupas. and we pay a lot of money, we go there, we come back, and we fall sick also. All those things happen. Therefore, Chandogya Upanishad says, anything you name is nothing. If someone asks you, same, I have not seen, but I know. We do not want to see any blessed thing because they are nothing but varieties of Nama Rupas only in one and the same Brahman. Therefore, what do they say? Kaschana Naha. So all the scholars, they declare that in our family, because all of them are also scholars in the family, these great scholar grihasthas say, Naha. Naha means asmakam kule, in our family, ashrutam, amatam, avijnatam, udaharishyati iti. No one will declare anything as unknown. It's a double negative actually. Amatam and avijnatam. Put together means what? Unknown. So nothing is unknown. That means what? Everything is known. If you ask them, what about the unique planet which is existing in some other galaxy, 30 billion light years away? Do you know that planet? They will say, yes, I know. What is that planet? Brahman plus Namarupa. What is the big deal? And that too, changing Namarupa. It's also not same. It's a changing Namarupa. So, Ashrutam, Amatam, Avignatam, Udaharishyati. They will never declare Na Udaharishyati, anything as unknown. If you ask those people a further question, how do you say everything is known? They will say, it is very simple. Everything must have three colors. Everything will have Rohitam, Shuklam, Krishnam. So, Varnatrayam in everything, which are nothing but Sukshma Bhutas, which is Brahman ultimately. Therefore, Hebhyaha, from observing these three colors, Hebhyaha, Varnebhyaha, are the three subtle elements indicated through these three colors, Varnebhyaha, or Varna Bhuta Sukshma Bhutebhyaha, by observing that, Vidhan Chakruho, they all knew that everything is nothing but Brahman. Not only that, they clarify this further. What is that? Any object you get, look for the colors. And from the colors, you know it is Trayam. That is said in the next mantra, we will read. Hebhyaha means three colors, Varnaha. So, Vidhan Chakruhu means what? They knew everything. Shashta Khandaha. Yedu Rohitamiva Abuditi Tejasas Tadrupamiti Tadvidanchakruhu Yedu Shuklamiva Abuditi Apagum Rupamiti Tadvidanchakruhu Yedu Krishnamiva Abuditi Annasya Rupamiti Tadvidanchakruhu. So this is how the great Grahasthas, the scholars, they give the answer. What do they say? Yedu Rohitamiva Abuditi. Wherever there is the reddish color, Tejasa Tadrupam, it indicates the Sukshma Agni. Iti Tadvidhan Chakraho, that they recognize. Even when we do the chemical analysis also in a chemistry lab, we have salt analysis and all we do. We have done in actually once upon a time in the lab, and we forgot mostly. There we have to show in the flame, and by observing the color, for example, if the element is calcium, a brick red color and all that, so from the color they say it is element X. They have several elements, antimony, aluminum, barium, bismuth, all those. Using the periodic table, they cite over 100 elements. But in Shastra, we have only 5 elements. Therefore, just as in a chemistry lab, by observing the color, they recognize the type of elements, the great scholars also recognize these three elements. Tejasa Tadrupam. Itim Tad Vidanchakruho. Similarly, Yedu Shuklam Ivam Abhoditya. The word Yedu, we have to split it as Yed plus U. U is for emphasis. So whichever object is indeed has got a whitish tinge of color, Apagum Rupam Iti Tadvidhan Chakruho. They recognize it as the expression of the Sukshma Jalam, subtle water. And similarly, Yedu Krishnam Ivam Abhoditya. Whatever has got a darkish color, Annasya Rupamiti Tadvidhan Chakruho. The Grahastha scholars, they understand it as the expression of Sukshma Prithivi. So naturally, we will ask the question, when the colors are not very clear, when they are vague, for example, what will you do? Because everywhere you are not going to get see the clean red, white and black. So when there is a mixture, what will you do? Very simple. We will recognize this as a mixture of elements. Right? So mixed color means mixed elements. But the truth is what? They are all nothing but the elements only. In scientific language, you say proton, neutron, electron, all that. Here we say bhutatrayam, the three elements. That is said in the next mantra. We will read mantra 7.
Yadu avijnatamiva abhut ityetasameva devatanagam samasa iti tadvidan chakruho yathakalunum somya imas tisro devataha purusham prapyam trivrit trivrit ekaika bhavati tanme vijani hiti iti chatutta kandaham.
So yadu avijnatam iva abhut. Yadu means whichever object in the creation, avijnatam iva abhut, cannot be clearly recognized in terms of the three colors. In whichever object, these three colors are not clearly distinguishable. If it is vague. For example, the commentators, they write kapotaha iva, like the parrot. You know, there are parrots which have different colors. Lot, we call it in Tamil panjavarnakli. Several colors are there. And if you see that particular variety of parrot, you will notice the varieties of colors are mixed so much that you will not be able to clearly distinguish each one of them. So even if there are such objects, then what do the Grahastha scholars understand? Etasameva devatanagum samasaha. Devata here refers to the three sukshma bhutas, the three subtle elements. And we should remember that in the Chandogya Upanishad 6th chapter, especially in the first 7 sections, the elements are called devata. We already mentioned it earlier. That represents the sukshma bhutani, the subtle elements. And therefore, etasam evam devatanagum, that is equal to etasam evam sukshma bhutanam. Agnihi, jala, prithivi, bhutanam, samasaha. Samasaha means a combination. Just like the 7 colors, you know, in the sun we have got the 7 colors, vibhya. They say there are 3 basic colors. Actually, in all these electrons, we have the RGB colors. The 3 colors are the basic colors. And others are what? Only by mixing up of these colors, when you get other colors. Samasaha. Samasaha means the combination. Actually, samasaha in grammar, Sanskrit grammar, is also combination of words. So here it is a combination of elements. Samasaha. That is derived from the root sam, as dhatu, samsayit. So samasyati, joining together. Again, carefully, it's a careful combination. That is called samyak asaha. As means to throw. The colors are thrown and then mixed. So that is called samyak asaha. So what did the Lord do? All these elements, samyak asyati. So, devatanagum samasa iti tad vidanchakruho. These scholars, they understand everything is nothing but Brahman. And the teacher says, okay, Swetaketu, we should not forget what is happening. Uddharakan Swetaketu. I want to continue a bit further. Until now I talked about the macro universe, the Adi Bhautikam. So this Bhakya Prapancha. Now I want to extend the same law to the individual body also. So until now, the Stula Prapancha has been talked about. Now the author wants to say that the Stula Shariram is also product of the elements only. So from the objective world to the subjective body. So Adi Bhautikam to Adhyatmika. And what is the conclusion? The Adi Bhautika Prapancha as well as the Adhyatmika Prapancha, both are products of these three elements only. And ultimately, these three elements, they are also products of Brahman. And thus, the Sarira Shrishti will be talked about in the next section. For that, introduction is given here. He Somya Somek Swetaketu Ima Tishro Devataha Ima Devataha Tishraha. These three elements, Devatas are here elements. So that is the Stula Bhutani. In the previous section, previous mantra, they were all Sukshma Bhutani. They were talked about.
Now, here in this section, he talks about the sthula bhutas, the three gross elements, because the grassification process has already happened. Purusham prapya, they enter the body of every human being as what? As food. So, what are we consuming? We are consuming only bhutatrayam only, the three elements, solid food, liquid food, all of them. Therefore, bhutatrayam, we do not directly consume, for example, mud. But we might have done it maybe when we are children. Now, we take a modified form of bhutatrayam. That alone enters the system and produces what? The body-mind complex. Therefore, he says, ima tishraha devataha. Devataha means the sthula bhutani. Purusham prapya. Purushaha here means the manushya shariram. Actually, we should not say even manushya shariram. It is all jiva shariras, every animal. They are included in this. So, jiva shariram prapya. Having entered the three sukshma bhutani, having entered all of them. And how do they enter? In the form of solid and liquid foods. Trivrit, trivrit, ekaika bhavati. Ekaika, each element. Trivrit, trivrit bhavati. They get converted into three components of the body. So, ekaika, each sthula bhutam, the sthula agni, sthula jalam, sthula prithivi, each one, trivrit, trivrit bhavati, gets converted into three. What are those three? Not the three elements, three components or constituents of the body. Yata, how does this happen? How this great cooking takes place? The whole creation is only cooking. Tad vijanihi iti. I shall describe that in the next section. Tad, that process. Vijanihi, may you understand. So, from my teaching, so you have to understand, we have to supply the word vakyat. May vakyat, from my teaching, may you know how it happens. That is what Uddalaka tells Svetaketu. And what is the advantage of this discussion? The knowledge that this body is born out of the sthula bhutani, that is the gross elements, therefore the body will become what? Again, vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam. Why? Body is also a product. But what is the satyam? The three gross elements are satyam. So, the gross elements become satyam, body is product, so body is mithya. Then what is the next step then? The three gross elements are products, therefore they are mithya also. And the next is the subtle elements are products, so subtle elements are also mithya. Then what is satyam? Brahman alone is satyam. Therefore, subtle elements, gross elements, the universe, including our own body, all of them are mithya. Vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam. Therefore, one should not worry too much about the body. If one wants to worry, worry about what? Brahman only. But fortunately, Brahman does not require our worry. Why? It is Sachidananda Swarupam. So, from the next section, we will get Sharira Shrishti. That is the creation of the body. We will see that in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti leenasya parasamaheshwara. Sri Krishna, namaste, Narayana.